We are continuing here in Shar Dalet Mechayvus Levavos, and again, the basic part of the Mechayvus Levavos is that everybody has to do their shtadlus on their level, what, how they feel. As we learned, matimim l'tchunoisav l'gufay, person has to look for the ways that are appropriate for his personality and for his body. And I just want to elaborate on that a little bit in two oifanim, and one again on the yoma, to we're holding by Tainus Esther and Purim, and one also the in of Hashtadlis in general. The Gevalt Gevor from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, who is besides a goyin in learning, for state, that there was a goyin in Bitochen, a goyin in Amuna, goes hand in hand. So the Brisker Rav gives a beautiful pshat and a medrash that teaches up this inyan that no two people are alike. You can't compare two people in their bitochen and their shtabas. The story goes back many years ago in the shtikel inyan the yoma. The Brisker Rav, although he was absolutely a private person, when he came to Yerushalayim, he did not fear as a Brisker Rav. He was a private person, essentially. He had a little chabura of yungalite. Nevertheless, he was Tel Talpiyos. Any Emes of Entira who was trying to do anything but Klai Yisrael came to him for advice. So there was one particular area of Ishtadlus where the Brisker Rav put a lot of koiches into it. And after the Brisker Rav put his koiches into it, someone came to his house to tell him that after all the efforts, it looks like it was a failure. And maybe he could do something more. So the Brisker Rav said, I've done everything. I can't do anymore. If the Baruch Hashem wants, it's not my Esek anymore. He says, I know I was Mekayim my Choyva of Ishtadlus. And this is based on the Yalkut, Shemayni, and Shmuel Beis, Meredig Yalkut. You saw it in Ashkofa. Arba Malachim, Masha Tova Zeh, Lo Tova Zeh. There were four kings. And what one king wanted, the other king did not want, did not ask for. Each one asked for something else. Each one asked for a different siyata d'shmaya, for a different area of success. Masha tova zeh l'tova zeh, their ambitions, their aspirations, and their actions were very different. And the four kings were very great people. David HaMelech, Asa, an enikel of David HaMelech, Yoshafat, also Melech Yehuda, and Chizkiyo, four kings of Klal Yisrael. David said, "Erdoif oivai vasigein." That's why it's the Sefer Shmuel on that pasuk. David said, "I will run after my enemies, I will catch up with them, and I will kill them." In other words, David asked for this. David says, "Erdoif" means it was not. He says, "I'm going to do it." He asked Rebbe Shlom, "I'd like to do it. I'm being toivei of this. This is what I'd like to do. Will you please help me be successful that when I run with my enemies, I can be zaycha to kill them?" So Rebbe says, fine. Shenema v'yakim David me'anesh efaderev. It says in the Pasuk that when David had a battle, he killed his enemies from, the Gemara speaks what nesh efaderev means, but it means from dawn to dusk or from dusk to dusk. A whole day, a long period of time. David was a warrior killing hundreds and thousands of people. The Gemara says he would originally kill 1,000 people with one shot. David was a major fighter. He literally was wading in blood and mamish killing people. That's what he asked the Rebbe Shlom for, and the Rebbe Shlom gave him siyata d'shmaya, succeeded. Amad Asa. Asa was a further down in history, one of David's descendants, and he was a king. And he said, "Ein bi koyach laharig. It's not for me. I can't. I can't kill people like this. I just can't go around killing people. I'm not made up for that. What I can do is I can chase and just chase them away. I can chase the enemies away. Ani Raidev. And you, Rebbe Shlom, you kill my enemies. You make sure they don't come back. Ata Oisa. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Oisa King. Shenemar v'yirdevim Asa v'amar she'imoy. Ki nishbru lifnei Asa. It doesn't say ki nishbru. Elok ki nishbru lifnei Hashem. It says that Asa and his people ran after the enemies. And it says that they were nishbru lifnei Hashem and Hashem shattered them. So you see that Asa, his request was different than David, but Hashem honored it, And Hashem said, fine, if that's what you can do, it's fine with me. Omad Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat was a big tzaddik, and he said, I'm not like my Zayin the David, I can't kill. I'm not even like Asa, I can't even run. I can't even chase. I don't know how to ride a horse. I don't like riding horses, it's not for me. I'm a different kind of a person. Harini Oimer Shira. All I can do is I can daven. I can say Shira says Shbachis to you. I can praise you. Koidma Maisa, Lachar Maisa. I am only suitable for Avoidus Peh. And you, Rabbi Shem, you do the rest. Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu on the ice. Rabbi Shem says, I can honor that. I'll do that too. Because it says, Uve'eis Hechelu Barina, Nos Nashem Arvim. It says that when Yehoshaphat's people started to sing Hallel and Haidah and Shira to Rabbi Shem, Hashem set up ambushes for his enemies. So Hashem honored that too. If that's all you can do, if you honestly say that's all you can do, that's fine. Amat Chizkiyahu, Chizkiyahu is later on, as you read this Adairus, and he says, you know, Rabbi Shalom, ain't because of the Hari, I can't kill like David. That's out of the question. I'm no shaykhus to killing people, shooting people. And I'm not a horse rider, I can't chase people on horses. I'm not a warrior, Bechlau. And I can't even say Shira. People apply, I can't even say Shira. Even that's too much for me. You know what I'm gonna do? Ella Hareini Yashem Bimitasi. I can sleep. I'm good at that. Echshlof, they're good. So I'm gonna stay home, I'm gonna go to sleep. I tell you, that's what I wanna do. So, and you do the Rabban Shalom. I'm not Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm the Isaac King. Fine, I'll take care of it. Because it says that the Malach Hashem came out, and, this is Erev Pesach. This Erev Pesach, Sancheir surrounds and besieges Yerushalayim after conquering the entire world, including the Aseret HaShvatim. The only piece of real estate in the world that was not conquered by Sancheir was Yerushalayim HaKadosh. Chizkiyahu is besieged and says, I can't do anything. I can only sleep. Hashem says, fine. Vayhi v'chatzi alayla, the Malach Hashem goes out and he kills the whole Machna Ashur around Yerushalayim, 180 years and change of his people. This is the Lashon of the Yalkut Shemani. So Fek the Brisker Rav, if it's shy of such a matzav, that a person can say, Rabban Shalom, I'm going to sleep in bed and you take care of it. So why in the world did the other Malachim, why did David go out and kill? Why did the Asa go out and chase? Why did Yehoshaphat even bother saying Shira? If it's Shayach, that you can tell the Rabban Shalom, I can just sleep. Now, Feshteitz, Chizkiyahu was Noivet Hashem. And the Gemara says that really he was Zoichim, the Schus, of Chuval oil, Lipnei Shaman. The Gemara says that the oil of Sancheir was destroyed because of the oil of Chizkiyahu, that everyone was learning, Midon Vad Sheva, Megeves, Vad Antipras, Lo Yatina, Fidonikas, Ish Risha, Shloye Bekim, Hilchestum Vitara. Chizkiyahu was universal Jewish education, and they were learning. And the Gemara says the schus really was the schus atayra. But he himself, in other words, he did absolutely nothing to fight against Sancheir. Nothing directly in this campaign. He put a cherev, a base on measure, the Gemara says, he put a cherev, his measure, as does learn, it'll be Dokeb a cherev zev, if it doesn't learn, and the famous word of the Lutzker Rav, that he said that the battlefront is not outside the city. The battlefront is by the Beis HaMedrash. And whoever is not going to learn is like he's a deserter from the battlefront. He mamash deserves to get killed. So Avadi put Koiches and Ruchnias. But he did nothing directly. In other words, he did nothing directly in this particular campaign. He just continued his usual Avodas Hashem with great intensity. So effective risk of, if it's Shaykh Azaza, you do nothing. You're in danger, and you do nothing to face the situation. So why did David bother fighting and getting in danger? And why did Asa even bother chasing? And Yehoshaphat saying, particularly Shira and davening for this matzav, should sit and, you should sleep. You should do nothing for the matzav. Be like Chizkiyahu. The deraya that everybody has to look into himself and do what they think is appropriate. David HaMelech knew that it's in his nature to go out and fight and kill. And therefore, if he can fight and kill, he has to go out and kill. That's what he has to do. And also says, I have no koyach to kill people. It's like all of us. Can we go out and fight? And any one of us would be very alien to us to go pick up a gun and start fighting. It's not the usual thing for us. And even getting on a horse and chasing an enemy, it's also not the usual thing for us. But again, you have to really be buddy. Maybe he could, you know. Maybe you could. It's like, you know, they always say not everyone's cut out to be an Atzala member. Some people can be Atzala members and be on call all the time. It's a tremendous thing. Not everyone can. Some people can be an Atzala, and you have to, and you have to deal with blood and trauma and give birth to women, afilo, if necessary. There's all kinds of things which are very, certain people will be very alien to them, and certain people, it's gewaltic. They really have a, they like it, and it's good for them, and their mamash have a, so you have to do what's appropriate. Those I can kill, others I can run. Yoshevah says, I can't do any of the above, but I can daven very fervently. And Yoshevah said, I can't even do that. And therefore, since I can't even do that much, I only have to do, I just give up. Hashem, you have to do everything. That's also a possibility. Now again, I'm telling you, he didn't do nothing. I'm legging two over here that Chizkiyahu Nachshai did nothing. He said, I will do my regular Seder Avoida. By me, the most important thing is to keep up my Seder Avoida. I'll go my Seder Avoida. There's a gadol in Brooklyn who I know never goes anywhere. Never goes anywhere. I suspect that today, even though many gadolim will be at this demonstration today, and they stand the rebellion of Ber Vachvogel, is going to be davening Mincha. Certainly a very big masmer rebellion bear, but since he's a zechi of his father and Nassim, Zechel Levach was Nifter, so I understand rebellion is going to be they're not going to have a big podium. Wherever it's going to be, he's going to daven, and he'll be the Shtir Tzibur. But I'm sure, I know there's another gadol in Brooklyn who never goes to anything. He didn't go to the Siyam HaShas. But this man goes nowhere. He doesn't go to the Catskill Mountains in the summer either. This person never was there to Shul, to my knowledge. He hardly goes to his grandchildren's chasnas. Why? He has his siddurim, and he cannot share his Torah. I stand last week his yeshiva, where he's the mashgiach, had a dinner, and they made it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, because that's the only time they could fit in between the shiurim. At night, he couldn't have, usually dinners are at night. You know, when was that time you heard of yeshiva dinner at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday afternoon? But this gadol, who's an emes gadol, went out the door, and who saw gedolim, was a shamish gedolim, was really a person, a baal messiah. He's not mevatel his shiurim for anything. That's it. So he'll definitely not be today, but you know, that's fine, because that's his nature. He just doesn't go anywhere. And it's mamash honest. He knows that him, the shter, his seder, is just not, he knows in his heart that his avodas Hashem is mamash tamidim kisidron, and he's not mevatel a second. And he doesn't go to meetings. There's no reason why he shouldn't be in the Metz Dalia Torah. He's certainly, I'm not the one to paskin, but it would seem to me that he's a zakan. In America, he's older than everybody else, and he has a Messiah, and he has Shemesh, and he has Seichel, and he has everything, he has Allah Milas, but he just, I never discussed it with him, but he just doesn't, he's not a meeting person, he doesn't go to meetings, it's not his thing. So if he doesn't go, that's perfectly okay. And that's what Chizkiyahu said, Rabbi Shlom, I can't be mafzik for my shurim. I have shurim, I have yeshiva, I have my koilel, I have Gans Kaya, so I was one with koilel by me, and I can't do anything. I can go to sleep. That's what, in other words, Yeshiva is as a metaphor, and I can't do anything more. I, as far as this is concerned, I can do nothing direct. I will continue my regular avodah. I daven every day, but I'm not going to say something special. Zok de Briskrov, you see, everybody has to do what's appropriate for them, and says, I know that I did everything that's appropriate for me, the Briskerov, and beyond that, Ichenesh Geinvaiter. And that's such a meridik amadrega that a person has to be honest with himself. This is the yisoid of the Baal Bitachon. That a person has to know what he is and who he is and what's appropriate. Not Nar Zechab. You can be in the Ken Zechab Nar and say, I want to sleep all the time for Shteitzach. And even though you really can do more. And if I care, sometimes people do more than they should, and it's not appropriate for them, and it's just not right for them. Because Taka, by them, Hashem needs somebody to sit and learn Yom Belayla. It's a different derech avodah. Now, we shouldn't think though that Chizkiyahu was bigger than everybody else. So just, we have to make this point. It's not that Chizkiyahu's bitachon was bigger. I'm not going to do anything, I'll leave it all up to you. Doesn't mean Chizkiyahu is a bigger Baal bitachon. As a matter of fact, it could be very well just fakert. That Chizkiyahu, there's another nekud over here. Chizkiyahu, he felt that if he would do anything, it's him. It's a little hard to understand that when it comes to Shira, but let's go to Asa, let's say. David HaMelech could fight. If you learn Tillim, you see clearly, read the Tillim. David HaMelech could fight and be in the battle, killing and hitting and attacking and jumping and alzing. And David HaMelech knew that it is Alster Banishlam. Asher Becha Arutz Gedud. Asher Becha Arutz Gedud, David HaMelech says in Shira's David. With you, Hashem, I run against the enemy. I attack. David Melech mamish felt bechush that his hand was holding the sword, it wasn't his hand. He felt bechush that the Rebbe Yisrael was holding his sword hand, and the Rebbe Yisrael was thrusting, and the Rebbe Yisrael was pushing before into battle. David Melech is mamish, he did not take a mashu of credit for himself, and David Melech could be there in battle and not feel a mashu that not the Rebbe Yisrael. I'm not in the Madrega to put so much effort and feel it to me. I mean, the Rebbe Yisrael, it's me. And Yoshua says, but I can chase. I can chase without killing. That much I can do. Chasing, yeah. Killing already is too much of an accomplishment. If I accomplish that much, I'll feel it to me. People will bite it themselves. Yoshua says, I can't even chase. If I chase, I'll bite to feel it to me. I'm on the horse, I'm a big shot, triumph, Kanaka, I can say Shira. I can say Shira, and know it's the Rebbe Yisrael. And this is a little hard to understand. And Chizkiyah says, I can't even say Shira. I'll start patting myself on the back. I'll start thinking about, I might have a distorted image of myself as being a bigger tzaddik than I really am. I can't even say Shira. So these are very dakasdika things. The same concept we have, this seems to be a little bit, perhaps alien from us because we're not in the parish of battle, Baruch Hashem, physical military battle. But there's a Gemara in Chulin that tightens it up in a way that's very, germane to our type of life in regard to Parnasa. The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kufei, very important Gemara. The Gemara says Yisoid. Amar Shmuel, Ana lahamilsa chala bar chamar. Shmuel was trying to contrast the difference between him and his father. He said a lot of things. Since my father, it's a chumer, the Rabbanah for states, that the tata, Abu the Shmuel, the father, was such a great man that it goes, and was Makkah Shmuel's godless, that in history, the father goes down in history as Avu the Shmuel. The father, we don't know his name. His name is Avu the Shmuel. It's Shmuel's tata. As a Barim from Shmuel, it's Shmuel's tata. Yet, Shmuel said, my father comes a Brimah with me, and he has no name, but you should know he's far, far surpassing me. And Lamashli says, Lagabe Hilchasuda, the tata, if he ate meat, he wouldn't, if he ate gavina, if he ate cheese, he wouldn't eat meat for 24 hours. That's how the machmer he was. If there was a, he had such a sensitivity that for 24 hours later he could feel a mashu of the tam of meat in his mouth, he couldn't eat cheese for 24 hours. Me, he says, I only can go from one meal to the other. This is where we get the idea of 6 hours. What does it mean from one meal to another? Does it mean 6 hours? Maybe it's only 3 hours. Some say it's only half an hour. The Gemara doesn't say 6 hours. Shmuel says, it's been cleansed for the tata. By me, it's, I can only go from one meal. I eat meat at one meal. I have to wait for another meal to eat meat. Mela, I'm chala bar chamra. I am like vinegar, the son of wine. Just like vinegar is spoiled wine. Compared to my tata, my father is good wine. I'm spoiled chaymetz. I'm a spoiled rotten vinegar. I'm sour vinegar. I'm soured. And then Shmuel, the next example he gives is that the tzitkas of the tata, Zav Shmuel, Anola Milsa, Chalabar Chamra, Dilu Abba, Lagabi Abba, the Ilu Abba, Havi Sayer Nichsei, Trey Zimne Biyuma. The tata would go out and survey his property and go over his assets twice a day. Vano, Le Sayarna, Elachad Zimna. But me, I only can do it once a day. I only check on my property once a day. They all owned real estate. They all had land. They had the holdings. So the tata would look at his holdings twice a day, but I can't do that. I can only do it once a day. And the Gemara says, Shmuel Tamei. But it's important to check your property. You have to watch every property. If Hashem gives you property, don't just say, forget about it. Now Shmuel goes, Shitasai, Dama Shmuel, Mandesai, Nichsei, Kol Yuma, Mashgach, Astira. Shmuel says, whoever checks his property out every day will find, Astira will find, Pashup Shat means he'll find money. Rashi says, Maitis Sela. Mipnei Shemesakna Makal Atzar. In other words, you'll make money. Because if you don't check your property, there'll be a leak. There'll be something going wrong. You don't realize that there's something fishy. If you don't check on the superintendent every day, he might be robbing you blind. If you don't check on the guys about to collect your rent, if you don't check on your workers every day, they'll do things. They're going to be lazy and they'll waste your money. You gotta be on top of your business. If you're in business, you gotta do it right. And if Shmuel said this, whoever checks his property every day will find money. Because, watch out finding money, he'll save himself losses. You just can't leave it hefker. And the Gemara says further, the Gemara says, Abaya. No, Shmuel. Well, Shmuel is really Lechaira, he's earlier, Amaya, Sagan's great, Shmuel. But Abaya, from the greatest of great, Avisai and Nisa Kiyum of Yumi, Abai also had real estate. See, in the old days, people didn't, they weren't salaried rabbis or yeshivas. They had their own personal income. And it was better for them. They came to more be talking about Hashem by having their own personal income. They had more kavanah Torah that way too. People didn't, they had their own personal private income. So Abaya, Rangatan learning Yom Malayla, used to check Nichse Kol Yom of Yuma. Yuma Chad, Poga Barise, the Dori Pascha, the Ufi. Amalei Hani Lehecha. One day, Abaya was checking out his property and he saw one of his workers who was carrying a bunch of firewood on his shoulders. And Abaya Tvashtan, and the guy's stealing. He's stealing firewood. So he said, where are you going? Amalei, Lebe Mars, oh, I was taking it to your house. I was bringing you some firewood. Abaya Tvashtan, he was taking it to his own house. But meanwhile, he caught him red-handed. So Amalei, he said to him, Kvar Kadmucha Rabbonon. So Abaya said to his worker, the worker didn't understand what he was talking about, he says, the rabbis already, they were up before you. In other words, I'm following the dictates of Shmuel. Shmuel told me, Shmuel lived before Abaya, long before Abaya. But ich folg the Rebbe of Shmuel. And the Rebbe of Shmuel says, you have to check your property every day. And in other words, you thought you can get away with it, but you didn't realize that my Rebbe Shmuel from Darius 4 said, check every day. That's why I was on top of the situation. I caught you red-handed. Rav Asi. Talmud, guys, open the great Gedolei Amoraim. Havisai Nichze Kol Yuma. Rav Asi would check in the chasm every day, but he had good properties. His properties didn't require any, they were fine. No problem with the roofs, no leaky roofs, no big boilers. He had no problem. So, after a while he said, Heichan Ninu Kolhani Asdiri Demar Shmuel. So I'm a little tired. Shmuel said that whoever checks his property today gets a coin, gets an Asdira, a big coin. And I don't see I'm getting a Benjamin Franklin over here every day. I don't see them getting a $50 bill, a grand. Where are the Asdiras? Where are those Heilige coins? Who is then the golden Rendlich from Shmuel? I don't see it. Until one day, the Gemara says one day he was walking around his field, he had fields, and he saw that the irrigation ditch next to his field, and above it everything was irrigated, the Rav Asi was there to stroll. But the irrigation ditches were leaking. There was a big flood. There was a break in the irrigation ditch, and his whole field was getting flooded, and all his crops were going to be destroyed. So Zogta Gemara, Shakli Leglime, he took off his talis, I mean not talis omits, he took off his cloak, and he wrapped it up into a plug, and he stuffed it into the hole, and he screamed and said, come people, help, 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 there's a flood, there's a break in the dike. And people came, and he said, oh, Ashkachtinu lekulu astari demar Shmuel. I found all those, today in one day I found all those coins that I missed earlier days. I found all those coins that Shmuel promised. So you have to check every day. Because you never know. It might be you go for a year and everything is fine. But one day, there'll be a flood and it's a good thing you were there because you wouldn't have checked out the flood. You'd be in big trouble. So what's Shmuel saying? So Shmuel's saying a person has to recognize that his property is a gift of the Rebbeinu Shlom. And by checking your property, it's mamash avodas Hashem. This is avodas Hashem. Peshtetz, Shmuel is not mevatel from learning. Shmuel, if you looked at his property, this was like the Oneg Yontov says in Sakdama. Derech Eretz Kadmu LaTorah means that you have to have your pranasa before you learn. You have to have pranasa. You have to have pranasa. Before you go to learn, you have to make sure that there's food in the refrigerator for your wife and your children. You have to fulfill your ksuba. You have to make sure that your kids are going to school. You have to make sure you have shoes on the kids. You have to make sure your car is running. You have to make sure the house is not leaking. Derech, the chalois chiv of learning Torah doesn't come to you mekayim derech eretz. So whatever derech eretz that you've chosen for yourself, that's what you have to do. Everybody, of course, can choose different sources of hanasa. Whatever your source is, you have to make sure that it's running smoothly and there's no damage. It's a gift in the Rebbeinu Shlom. Zot Shmuel, but Lamaisa, the Tata was bigger than me. Because my father, he could check out the Nechosim twice a day, and he felt that was necessary. And by my father, it was no shter to his learning whatsoever. And my father didn't go around saying to people, you know what a good manager, you know what a good real estate manager I am? Oh, I'm such a good real estate manager, I'm so smart. I'm such a clever guy. I watch twice a day, I know just what to look for, I have a whole system. His father could go twice a day, it wasn't over ishtadlus. He didn't take credit for it. And he could go mamish. Not that he's... It's such a subtle thing. It's not that his father said, oi, that without this, I'm not going to panasa. The father could do it, and by the father going to check as the chosim is like putting on towels and tefillin. It's avodas Hashem, and it wasn't like he's leaving his gemara, and it wasn't his father was a balmai. If you understand, his father Taisa says in kedushin, the real reason is called avodas Shmuel. Based on the ma'ase, it's because his father went away once on a long trip. And in the middle of the trip, his father said, Hashem, Taisus. This is Taisus in Kedushin. His father said, Hashem, if we're going to give a Kedushin maybe? I think we learned this once. His father said, Hashem, Mefirish. And his father, Kvitz Derech. And he came, and he had relations with his wife. And from that, Shmuel became pregnant. Shmuel was conceived. But then people said, this is a mamzer, because his father was away for a year. And Mrs. Abu with Shmuel gets pregnant. So it didn't look too good. So that's why he ran around telling everybody all the time, I'm Abu with Shmuel. Ichman Abu with Shmuel. And I came here, I came with a shame. So, this was not a push. This was a yid who was a Baal Maifis, you understand? So this, Abu with Shmuel, the Abu with Shmuel was a grace of Baal Maifis. And he wasn't, and yet, by him, Abu de Shmuel states we need the Taisus, you can't find it. So, Abu de Shmuel, nevertheless, or maybe Dafka because of that, Dafka because Abu de Shmuel was such a holy person, I can't seem to find it. The second, it's right here in the end, the pace, it should be right here in the end over here. In the end of the Sefer Kedushin, you have this story. Just can't seem to find it. At any rate, so that's what Taisus brings down. So he was a great man, and because he was such a great man, and a person who can say Seamus and fly around, can stop and say Seamus and get his parnasa also. But he made his parnasa through normal ishtablus. He was on the biggest thing is to be normal. The biggest thing is not to use Seamus to get your parnasa. The biggest thing is to use this world and to see the Rabbanu Shalom through the regular Daki Ateva, which is the Holy Yisrael of Purim, as we discussed by Riches many times. That the Holy Yisrael Faker is to go through this world and use this world. And Shmuel's father could go to the Chazon twice a day, and he didn't feel any koichi v'yotzim yadi. He didn't feel it's his credit. And it by him was Mamash Avodas Hashem. Shmuel says, I am like vinegar, the son of wine, like my father. I am corrupted already. I can only go once a day. If I go twice a day, it's too much. Twice a day is too much. It stares me. It'll stare my learning. It'll stare my avoid. It'll be me. It won't be about Hashem. A gavalt gazach. Now, in conclusion, in the Yonah Diyayma, we're saying again today, we didn't do much inside the Chavis Lavavis. We're just elaborating what we learned last week. And so I married the gazach in the Shemir Amunim. The Shemir Amunim, who was also, he's Reb Aaron Roth, who was the founder of the whole Tov Lasaron. Geza in Eretz Yisrael. The Shemun is a gavaltig sefer. Actually, promised anybody. He said anybody who translate this in English and be made that this Torah in America get a big chelik alam haba. It's very tempting to do it because the meritig sefer is not well known. The Baal Shem Amunim says like this. He says, "Nyan Yaimim Mahalfim by Purim," and we're about to read on Purim itself the parish of Ayava Amalek. We'll read of Ayava Amalek, and he says we have to understand the entire battle between Moshe Rabbeinu and Amalek. He says, first of all, we have to understand, Lamaiza says in the passage that Moshe didn't go himself. He says to Yeshua, you tzei vilachim Amalek, and Rashi says from here, you see that you have to, that the covenant of your Talmud is like the covenant of the Rebbe, and Moshe gives, and he says to Yeshua, b'char lanu anashim, choose for us men. It's all very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a lot of cover to Yeshua. We see leadership qualities here. Delegation, he delegated to Yeshua. Why didn't Moshe go himself? Moshe should have gone himself. Now Chazal say there is an also that Zara shel Esav fall into Zara shel Rachel and Yeshua Zara shel Rachel, right? So he comes from Ephraim. And there's a special Indian, the Zara Shel Asa, fought the Zara Shel Rachel. There are many, many, of course, reasons what Moshe did. But Lamaiz, we see also the fact is that Yeshua did not succeed. It says only by Yachloish. He only weakened. The Rashi says clearly he didn't kill Amalek entirely. And Lechayr Zepela, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was so great, if he had gone himself, and maybe together with Yeshua, Zol came into Yeshua. Okay, Yeshua Yizar Shal Rachel. Let them go together. Moshe and Yeshua together, can you imagine what kind of a generalship? Had they gone out together against Yeshua, Amalek, once and for all, Emel Pralam, Ophar, Tegnesik, they would have killed him entirely. Why did they only Yeshua himself? And it's Vayachlosh. It's only Vayachlosh. The Velt says there's only Vayachlosh. I think the Archaim HaKadosh speaks about it. But the Velt says Vayachlosh because it was Kodem on Torah. And without the Koyach HaTorah, you can't really destroy Amalek yet. But still, his Vayachlosh is a Muhammad. And Moshe Rabbeinu with Yeshua together, why didn't they destroy Amalek? And of course, even the more powerful question would be that the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the Perek Gimel, Yisrael. Shaitan posted when Moshe lifted up his hands, then Klai Yisrael overwhelmed Amalek. But when he put his hands down, then the Gavar Amalek. In fact, the Mishnah, the Chiyadav Shal Moshe Isis Muhammad, Oshav is Muhammad, the Moshe's hands make the battle or break the battle. And Laimalacha calls Manshah Yisrael, Mistakon Klapi Ma'ala, Umashavna was even loving Yashim Shmayim, Oyim is Gabra. Vimlav, Oyenaifim. So the Mishnah seems to imply that Moshe Rabbeinu was really being held up by the Amun of Klal Yisrael. That as long as the Yidden had their eyes facing Lamala, Moshe's hands were high. As long as they were Meshabbat their hearts, their bunch understood everything comes from Hashem, and they gave Moshe Koyach, so his hands were high. But when Klal Yisrael, their spirits and their bitachon sagged, then Moshe's hands sagged as well. So, it says you have to understand, how could Klai Yisrael's bitachon go down? I mean, they see they're winning the battle. You see when your hands are up, you're winning the battle. So had to let the bitachon go down. Or you could learn the pshat, that's Moshe's fault. That as long as Moshe's hands were up, it's Moshe. As long as his hands were up, then the Yidden were inspired by him and they kept up their spirits. If Moshe let his hands lag, and the Ramban seemed to say that Moshe, it was Moshe who let his hands lag. If Moshe let his hands sag, then Klai Yisrael's spirit sick. So Manashek, how could Moshe do that? Or how could Klai Yisrael do that? If this is the way you fight, how's it go? Zok, the Shemir Amunim, that we have to understand that Chazal say in many places that everything, of course, that the Avos did, the Rabban says all over, was a Poel Dimyon. That whatever Moshe Rabbeinu was doing over here wasn't for the here and now. The Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kadmoinim were doing things to implant the seeds and the genes for Klal Yisrael. And the Lashon of the Mishnah that says, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Loi Melacha, Kol Zman, Shoyim Mestakon Kabeima. What's the Lashon Kol Zman? It's extra Lashon. You should say, Loi Melacha, right? Kishahoyi Yisrael Mestakon Kabeima, when the Yidden looked above, looked to God, to the Rabbeinu Shlalom, Meshad Nazim Levi Yishim Shemayim, then the Mezgabrim. What's the Lashon Kol Zman? It should have just said, Laima Lacha, Kishahoyu, Kishahoyu. What's the Pshat Kolzman? Zokte that the Pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Yisrael were here not merely fighting Amalek in this door. It was a davar pashut that Amalek cannot be destroyed over here. Amalek is the eternal enemy of Klai Yisrael. They understood that this Amalek, was the first enemy to attack them on the way to Kabbalah Zatayra, would be coming again and again and again throughout history. It was pashut that they could not destroy Amalek. Because Amalek is the essence of our Nisayon. He's the essence of our Bechira Chavshis, Bechol Dar Vador. And the main Bechira Chavshis is the question is, will we have Amunah Hashem? Are we looking Klapi Shemaya or looking Klapi ourselves? Are we looking Klapi the earth? Where is our success from? Meyayin Yavi Yezri. Is it Asen El Ahorim? Are we looking up to the Rabbeinu Shalom? Or are we looking to ourselves, our Koichi V'Yasim Yadi, our Seichel, our tremendous business acumen? We're so smart, we're such good negotiators, we have such a good eye for deals, for good deals, for bad deals, we're not good customers or bad customers. All I know is that it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a Yid here, from Eretz Yisrael, Yad Tzabrach, and the Yid with his wife came to me, came to them actually, and from Yerushalayim, Rosh Hashivas called me up to help him, a Yid who was already about 60, maybe older. He had a very successful business in Yerushalayim his entire life. The finance, the covet, the finance, his children, the finance, yeshivas. And a little while ago, he had a good idea. You know, I'm doing the business all these years. I think I'll take an ashutaf into the business. I'll take a partner in this way. I can sit and learn more. I won't have to watch over the business myself all day. I won't have to be in the business all day. I'll take a shutaf. And this way I can sit and learn. I'm 60 years old. I have to do Eved Hashem. I took in the shutaf. and the Shuddah bankrupted him. The Shuddah bankrupted this year. Zembech lost his apartment, lost his business, lost everything, and he's in $200,000 chayvus. He's here with his wife, the Brachim, trying to help him a little bit. I can make an appeal out of this also. But the kids, the point is, here's a person who's very smart. For 40 years, he ran a very successful business. And in the end, it's his mistake. Hashem, whatever the reason is, Hashem took away his seichel. And he brought in the, is it such a bad idea to bring in the shutif? It's a good idea. Ivad, you have to watch over you in the chasim. But, the guy got the right person, evidently. He got the right person. He took him the wrong shutif. The shutif ruined everything he had. But it wasn't the shutif, it was the Rabbanim Shlom. So, all your koiches, if you, whatever it is, everything's from the Rabbanim Shlom. You can do the most brilliant move down here on earth, make the best investment, and you can lose everything. Your best investment, your smartest investment can destroy you, and your most foolish investment can make you a gvir adir. Reichman used to always say, before he lost something, that he was happy he never went to college, because if he went to college, he never would have made a lot of the investments he made, because they were crazy. I'll be Wharton Business School of University of Pennsylvania. His investments were meshuggah. When he invested in the Manhattan property, it was crazy. Everyone said it doesn't make any sense. Manhattan is overbuilt, too much office space. The $300 million investment went to $3 billion. Then he got real smart. He became his own professor and made not such good investments. Also from the Rabbi Shlom. Zokte the Shamir Munim. I will conclude with this. That Amalek, the reason why. Again, also the kasha. Why do we have to remember Amalek? Pyro wasn't bad enough. Pyro didn't do worse thing to us. L'sicha melech Amori, like melech Habashon, l'chol mamlechois Kanaan. It's felkois, enemies of Klai Yisrael did worse thing. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Why don't they have a parish of Zachar, Sashasachon, Nebuchadnezzar, Russia, Zachar, Sashasachon, Titus. The terrorist is, these were all individual enemies of Klai Yisrael. Fakert. Amalek is the field marshal. Every other enemy who came against Klal Yisrael in history were only mini manifestations of Amalek. Every enemy, every Nebuchadnezzar, Titus, Paro, Sichon, Oik, these are all just little crumbs from Amalek. There'll be enemies, B'chol Dar B'dor, on a general basis of Klal Yisrael nationally, and there'll be enemies individually for Klal Yisrael, for every one of us. There'll be Nishoynis every day in our Amunah. And just when we think that we licked it already. And here I am, I'm 50 years old. Here I am, 60 years old. I went through so much experience in life already. I've seen it all. I know everything's there, Rabbanim Shlom. Oh, I have Amunah. I have Amunah, Rabbanim Shlom. I know it's not the doctors. I know it's not the lawyers. I know it's not my partners. I know it's not my business. I know it's not my stockbroker. Oh, yeah, I've seen it all already. And when you're 65 years old, you think you know it all already, Hashem will give you a new Nisayim. There'll be a new enemy in your life who will test you, be talking. Don't think you're a wise guy. You're 75, there'll be a new enemy. When you're 85, as long as you live, there'll be newness, shyness in Amunah. As long as you live. Amalek is the general klipa. Amalek is the general ruach that attacks the Amunah of Yisrael nationally and individually. And Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, couldn't destroy Amalek, because this is the essence of Jewish history. That b'chol dar v'dor that represents Amalek. And be it a Hitler, be it a Stalin, be it Napoleon, be it the Tsar, be it Tachvatat, be it the Cossacks, be it the always Amalekim are representative of anybody who challenges their Amun and their Rabbeinu Shlom. So therefore, Moshe knew Tach, if he'd go out, he'd destroy Amalek. But that's not the purpose, destroy Amalek. It was only to be Machlish Amalek. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as he was standing there on the Har, being held up by Aaron Vachur, his hands being held up by Aaron Vachur, he went through Kol Zman. He went through all the Zmanim with his Nevuah, with his Ruach HaKodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu, so all the future Zmanim of the Klal Yisrael, and Kol Zman, in the Zman with the Yidden, in that future generation, a century later, 5 centuries later, 1,000 years later, if Moshe saw Ruach Kodesh of the Klal Yisrael, in that door, they would be strong in their Amunah, so his hands held up. And right now in the battle with Amalek, the Yidden were right now successful. But when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was making this spiritual review, going over this preview of the future of Klal Yisrael, Kol Zman he saw that the Yidden would lack in the Amunah, and they didn't give their hearts to their Rabbanu Shlom, and they were not mistaken l'mala, so Moshe Rabbeinu's spirit sagged. Because what he saw in the future, and that's Zman of the future, made right over here, Klal Yisrael, they could not destroy Amalek, and Taka Amalek wasn't totally destroyed. That's exactly why it was only the Yachlish Amalek. Because this wasn't a battle for now, this battle was a preview of all future battles of Amalek. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose, hopefully finally in the end, we'll have Siyata D'Shmaya. So this is Gavalt Gavort, and he said that's the reason why it says Asher Korcha V'Aderech. He says, Dr. Rebbe, Korcha V'Aderech Kuv Bey, he says Rishu Tevis, Kav. And Kav, Kuv Bey is in Gematria Zamuna. That Korcha V'Aderech of Amalek, where he says everything's a Mikra, and he wanted to cool us off, that's the hepech of Amunah Pshuta in the Rabbanu Shalom. The whole Yisrael of Amachias Amalek is that Amalek wants them involved with us. Amalek in Gematria, of course, is Suffolk, 240. Amalek is Suffolk. Amalek is Mar, it's bitter. Suffolk is the most bitter thing. The most sweet thing is the Besume, the most Zisa Zach in the world is Vadai. There's only a Rabbanu Shalom, Elam Vadai. So when there's a Gavaltik and no Suffolk in Klai Yisrael, when there's a Behir Sadas, that everything is a Rabbanu Shalom, even the Teva, then it was Gabra of Amalek. This is the Yisrael. The Abish to help him, that in the schools of learning in Yonim, we should have an under a Purim of his Gabras of Amalek, which lecha tamuna pshuta, tamuna shlema, bitachim, be'emes. Hafeh, the Purim, Abayisah.